head wrestling coach Brooke Medrano. Brooke, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on a great year this year. You're ascending 7 to state. How do you feel about that?
I'm very happy. We wrestled really good at regionals as a team and as a whole. Even, you know, some of the qualifiers that or non-qualifiers, you know, they contributed and wrestled hard. And, we're you know, to take 7 out of the region that we're at, that's pretty good.
Yeah, going in, that was the toughest region in the state, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, by far.
But not even close, huh? Not even close. So 7 kids, that's a number more than last year, isn't it, Coach?
Yes. Well, last year's a little different with COVID, you know. We only had the two, basically, you know, what they call it, regional, then a sub-state, then state. So, yeah, we qualified 2 last year, Bobby Trujillo and Zarek. So, for a state last year.
Well, you came,
2 last year.
Yeah, you came out with 7 kids. So, what? How have you seen the progress of this team? Do you like where you are now since the beginning of the year, Coach? Have you seen a lot of progress from the kids?
Most definitely. We're definitely wrestling the best we have all year right now. That's kind of our job as coaches is to get them ready to perform, you know, at their best at the end of the year. And that's where they are. And they're very confident and, you know, their shape's fantastic. And, yeah, we're just ready to rock.
So of the 7, you have, what, a couple with state experience, Coach?
Yes, sir. I only have 2 with state experience. These Eric and Bobby.
So what do you tell those kids? Well, this is their first time.
Yeah, well, I'd say Lucas. Lucas didn't wrestle last year. He wrestled his freshman year, state qualifier. So he has some experience, too. So, yeah.
So what do you tell these kids that have never been a part of, you know, the state wrestling championships? What do you tell them? What can they expect?
Well, I kind of thought about that. And then, you know, the girls start wrestling today and tomorrow. So we are actually going up Thursday morning. I'm going to go cheer on the girls. That way the young men that haven't been there before can go sit, you know, in the Coliseum and look at it and understand that, you know, it's just wrestling, get used to it. So hopefully they're ready to go when they step on the mat and that whistle blows. It's just wrestling. It's just a bigger venue.
It is a different deal, though, isn't it, Coach? That's kind of a grand themed, you know, event area, isn't it?
It is. You know, I try my best to keep them calm. But, you know, realistically, on the inside, I'm probably, you know, way more nervous than they are. So, yeah, it's going to be fine. I think whoever can control their nerves, you know, the best is going to, and wrestle free is going to do the best there. You know, nothing's wrong with nerves. I tell them that all the time. That means you're not overlooking the situation. You just got to control it. So, yeah, I think they're ready to go. They're excited, laughing, you know, working hard. So definitely a team, like a family atmosphere in the room. And I really enjoyed it.
Is this a close-knit group, Coach?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they all get along on the edge of the mats of each person wrestling. And, yeah, it's really cool to be a part of it. So that's something that I've tried to do the last 4 years is just try to bring that family, you know, atmosphere to it. You know, not just the wrestlers, but the parents too, you know. It's a big family, and it's fun. I tell you, that's what this is supposed to be about. You know, you're supposed to enjoy what you're doing, enjoy the people you do it with, and that's what we're doing.
So obviously the ultimate goal of a wrestler getting to state is to win a state championship, but do the goals change from wrestler to wrestler, Coach, expectation-wise, you know, from one weight class to the next, one guy to the next?
Yeah, you know, there's different levels of wrestling, you know. You know, I speak realistic to my young men, and they understand we have a goal. Some of them have already accomplished their goal of getting to, you know, the state championship. But, you know, after that, you know, let's reset our goal, you know, because you already bypassed what you thought you could do. But, you know, it's crazy how the mind works, you know. It puts limitations on you. But if you could keep pushing, you never know, you could get on that podium. You know, I'd have to say, you know, like Zarek, you know, Zarek wants to win a state championship. You know, anything less, he's not happy with. You know, Bobby Trujillo, he just gets on the podium, he's happy. You know, but we want to go as high as we can. Braxton Malone and wants to win a couple matches, you know, which he's very capable of doing. So, yes, I think it goes from wrestler to wrestler of what they expect, and, you know, we're just pulling it out of them as coaches.
All right. Well, it's coming up Friday and Saturday. Coach Brooke Medrano with us here on KVOE, and we'll be there to bring you all the matches live here on KVOE. We look forward to this each and every year, and as Coach Medrano mentioned, the girls will be starting today and going tomorrow with seven wrestlers of their own competing for state championships. Well, Coach, always good to talk to you. Best of luck here later this week up in Park City.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah,
bye.
Brooke Medrano, head wrestling coach, Emporia High School. State for his squad begins on Friday and goes Friday and Saturday. And we'll have all the matches right here, KVOE Live and local. It is 8:48. Nice to have you tuned in here on a Wednesday morning.
Vaccines work like invisible coaches. They part.